Thanks for joining us on another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Visit Valentine.com or visit Valentine.org. You can take your pick on that. We're through the Nebraska Star Party this summer. They had the biggest ever on record, over 400 people from an international audience for that. But the night skies are still pretty bright. So when it clears off, you want to be here at the International Dark Skies Territory out at Merritt Reservoir State Recreation Area and check things out because it is phenomenal. That's why they all come. Visit Valentine.com.
And let's talk about the heart of American agriculture. You know who can give you lots of insights, secrets to successful ranching? Well, it's Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets. It all comes with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Please tell me that you have a story about Twinkies and root beer.
I do. How did you know that?
I cheated and looked at your sheet there.
A little boy wanted to meet God. He knew it was a long trip to where God lived, so he packed his suitcase with Twinkies and a six-pack of root beer, and he started his journey. When he had gone about three blocks, he met an elderly man. The man was sitting in the park just feeding some pigeons. The boy sat down next to him and opened his suitcase. He was about to take a drink from his root beer when he noticed that the man looked hungry, so he offered him a Twinkie. The man gratefully accepted it and smiled at the boy. His smile was so pleasant that the boy wanted to see it again, so he offered him a root beer. Again, the man smiled at him. The boy was delighted. They sat there all afternoon eating and smiling, but they never said a word. As it grew dark, the boy realized how tired he was, and he got up to leave. But before he had gone more than a few steps, he turned around, ran back to the man, and gave him a hug. The man gave him his biggest smile ever. When the boy opened the door to his own house a short time later, his mother was surprised by the look of joy on his face. She asked, "What did you do today that made you so happy?" He said, "I had lunch with God." But before his mother could respond, he added, "You know what? God's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen." Meanwhile, the elderly man, also radiant with joy, returned to his home. His son was stunned by the look of peace on his face, and he asked, "Dad, what did you do today to make you so happy?" He replied, "I ate Twinkies in the park with God." However, before his son responded, he added, "You know, he's much younger than I expected." Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of kindness, all which have the potential to turn a life around. People come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Embrace it all.
How about some psychology facts for you today to think about?
Oh, okay.
Your body is weakest between 3 and 4 a.m. This is when most people die in their sleep.
Really?
Kind of rained on your parade, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it really, really did. I liked mine way better.
Okay. I'll say,
all those in favor of mine, say aye.
You look like 7 other people in the world, and you probably will never meet them. But what if you do?
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Being forgetful is a sign of high intelligence. Man, we're smart.
Oh, my goodness, am I in good shape.
People are more honest when they're tired.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I believe that. You're more open to mistakes, everything. You're more relaxed. You're just tired out.
Not arguing or fighting in a relationship can be a sign of a lack of interest. Listening to your favorite music before bed can help you sleep better.
Oh, that's a good tip.
And one more of those, maybe. People who spend more time in the sun are generally happier due to increased serotonin levels.
And that vitamin D. All important vitamin D. Everybody, we live way too far north not to be soaking up that sunshine.
Yeah, I can't believe that we're in August here.
I know.
I mean, school's going to be starting. It's fair time, all of those kind of things going on. And then back to school, fall sports. So get out there and enjoy the sun while we can.
That's right. We've still got a few nice days, some gorgeous days.
Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.